Our television critic David Bianculli has a review of Meredith Monk's Ellis Island, an upcoming presentation of the public television series Alive from Off-Center. David thinks this work and the series in general are unusual because they take full advantage of the television medium.
I don't know what to do here. I'm supposed to be reviewing Alive from Off-Center, the innovative PBS series that finishes its third season in September, but I'm stumped. I can't find a single clip from the show that works well without the pictures. Last week, I reviewed a cable variety show made up of musical and comedy performances. Pulling a representative sound clip from that show was no problem. Pulling a sound clip from Alive from Off-Center makes about as much sense as pulling one from Intolerance or Birth of a Nation. But that's what fascinates me about Alive from Off-Center. A lot of TV shows are actually radio shows with pictures. But Alive from Off-Center exists primarily for the images. Music and sound effects are important, but only in relation to what's happening on the screen, whether it's dance, mime, comedy, experimental video, or any of the other strange things that make this show as eclectic as it is. This show really takes advantage of the medium, and is one show you can't watch from the next room. Let's take an upcoming installment that presents a performance piece called Ellis Island, a collaborative effort by creator Meredith Monk and director Bob Rosen. Monk's idea is to take a bunch of people, actors not dancers, dress them in drab 19th century clothes and film them in the ghostly corridors of Ellis Island. Add Monk's own music and black and white photographs from the days when Ellis Island was the processing point for those brave immigrants, and you've got something truly special. Maybe the best way to describe Ellis Island further is to provide a brief play-by-play account. While Monk's haunting music slides in and out, Ellis Island presents black and white film of actors who never speak being photographed during the processing procedure. A young black couple dressed in simple white clothes is being shown now, followed by a young white couple, a solitary young man, and a proud but poor elderly couple. They all stare timidly and almost nakedly into the camera and stand nervously against the actual wall at Ellis Island, used to record the height of those people as they were photographed by processors. Every once in a while, these images are interspersed with close-ups of plates of sparse ethnic foods, a glob of black-eyed peas, an almost pathetic helping of spaghetti and meatballs. Uh-oh. Now the black and white is switched to color, as a tour guide is motioning for present-day visitors to walk up the Ellis Island steps. And now we're back from the future, in black and white again, with a bunch of the actors milling around the deserted, dilapidated Ellis Island processing room. They look like ghosts, but don't take my word for it. Sometimes my reaction to Alive from Off-Center is like the reaction of the character in Woody Allen's short story who just couldn't understand mime no matter how hard he tried. In the story, the guy went to a mime show and was following along nicely with a performance piece called The Picnic, until one picnicker opened a basket and unloaded what appeared to be the Budapest String Quartet, bound and gagged. There are moments like that in Ellis Island, when the 19th century immigrants received brief lectures about microwave ovens. Other installments of Alive from Off-Center have been 100% bizarre, like the fascinating Steps program that put modern tourists inside the Odessa Steps sequence from the film Battleship Potemkin. Composer and performance artist Laurie Anderson serves as the program's host this season, along with her strange male clone, also played by Anderson. Her intros are like short films in themselves and are delightful, but weird. Different public TV stations play Alive from Off-Center at different times and on different days, so you have to do a little detective work to find out when and if it's playing in your market. Even then, it may be like the joke Steve Allen once made when asked if people got his show in a small Midwestern town. They watch it, he said, but they don't get it.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post. He reviewed Ellis Island, which will be shown on Alive from Off-Center.